Hey, welcome back to the Adult Teen Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about red flags in relationships. This is super important, being able to identify a red flag early on so that the relationship doesn't become toxic. This was recorded on July 15th, 2020, tax day, with my little man, Brandon, my youngest son. He's 16 years old and he just started his junior year in high school. We're going to get on into it and see what Brandon thinks about red flags. Just as a warning, there's a few little sibling rivalry stuff, a little sibling argument in the middle of this. So you get to come into my house and see how that is. We're not perfect and I'm not going to try to act like we are. So let's get into it. So Mr. B, tell me what you think about red flags in romantic relationships.
It depends on everyone. Everyone's a little different. It's the kind of thing where some girls will act certain ways and others will act differently. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their choice of their type of relationship that they want. And, you know, it's not necessarily something that you can control, like, what your red flags are. So, I mean, I don't really have an opinion.
So Brandon's 16 and Brandon has not had a relationship yet. So you might not know what to even look for. I mean, that's fair.
I mean, I do, but it's kind of thing where it's like, I know when I see it in other relationships.
Right. What have you seen that you would think would be a red flag?
Just like when someone's not happy in a relationship, it's not. Or like if they're only staying in the relationship for the other person. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, if I don't stay in the relationship, like, this person will be, like, super depressed or whatever, like, okay, but that's their own issue. Like, that's not something that you have to fix.
But I think when I'm thinking of a red flag, it's like, okay, I'm going to end this relationship because, like, there's something that doesn't seem right type thing. Like, the red flag is the first indicators of, like,
right,
a potential toxic relationship moving forward.
Right, and I see that a lot.
Abusive or verbally abusive or...
I don't see that a lot, but I've seen that sometimes in whatever my friend groups and their relationships. Huh?
What are you talking about?
Red flags.
Oh, she's always talking about red flags.
I don't know why Mom's talking about red flags right now, but that's what she wants to talk about.
Because that's what came up the other day when we were talking about other people's relationships. And yeah, we were talking about aggression in men, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Grabbing a girl's hand aggressively or pushing anything when you're upset. Like when you're, you know, it could be perceived differently if you're playing. Play fighting, like Jazzy and Jose, they a lot of time, you know, smack each other around, or especially like
they bully each other.
Jazzy practically drowns them and stuff, but she always hits them up.
She bullies everyone though. I mean, it's no different. It's just your like personality. You bully people.
She's just, you know, that's her way of playing. So anyway, if it's an anger and somebody's like pushing or grabbing or grabs your hand or just something, you know, throws something aggressively, those could all be signs that that person might have tendencies to get worse than that and also do that repetitively, whatever it is, type thing. And that's what red flags are, is that basically like showing a little bit of like a person's personality, like, he just grabbed my hand and like, you know, didn't want to let me go, you know, when I was like upset or type thing. And then, you know, it's like aggressive kind of, or he pushed me up against the wall or he, whatever. And females too, like if they start hitting on you when they're mad, whatever, you don't have to put up with that. Then you're going to feel like you want to be aggressive back. And that's going to be, like, never a good idea as a male.
Right.
You can't let a woman get you to where you want to put your hands on her.
Whatever.
What would you do if... You know how you get upset sometimes? Like, so upset, you just want to strangle someone? What would you do if you felt like that with your girlfriend?
I don't know. It depends on the situation. I might bang something, you know, hit the wall, but... or something like that. But that is sometimes perceived as aggression.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, he broke the wall because he was mad. Like, that's so scary, but, like, whatever. sometimes you have to let out the anger in some way, and we're trying to direct it at inanimate objects that mm-hmm. can't feel any pain.
Well, I mean, you know, as long as you're not putting your hands on a woman and you plan on fixing the wall.
Yeah, I'll fix the wall if I break it, but a lot of times, sometimes I'll, if I'm upset, I'll swing at the wall, but I won't hit it. I'll stop mm-hmm. like an inch away.
Yeah, because I was going to say, we don't have any broken walls here. I mean, from you hitting it. Did you punch the wall anywhere?
I have punched a wall once.
Looking around and like, you have holes in the wall, but they're from different.
No, I have punched one hole in the wall in my room.
There's not actual holes in the wall. They've been fixed because, you know, he fixes them.
Right. I fixed the one in my room, but it is a hole in the wall.
I see. But it's spackled in the paint.
It's spackled in the paint over. But yeah. Like, I did punch a hole in the wall one time.
But only one time.
Once.
We've lived here, like, in 8 years, so.
Yeah.
But I would say, like walking away might be a good idea, too.
Mm-hmm.
In those situations.
And that's definitely what I would, like, that's one thing that I would do. And like I said, depends on the situation, you know. Right. If we're whatever, depends on where we are, what the argument is about, why I'm getting mad, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things would change my reaction. Sometimes I might just take a walk, but a lot of times if I take a walk by myself, it's not good because then I'm sitting alone with my thoughts mm-hmm. and I get more upset.
Mm-hmm.
So I most likely won't take a walk because that would make me more mad at this or more whatever my current mood was. So I'd probably just go find a place to hit something.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Hit it with a bat or shoot archery or whatever. Just find some kind of release.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, I would just say your sister that's different. You know, you guys, like, have hit each other or whatever. You never do that with your girlfriend or wife.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you know, you've hit your sister before.
Oh,
in
yes.
In anger.
Well, yes. And but I've also hit her in retaliation.
Also, yeah, definitely.
I think majority of the times that I've hit Jasmine, it's because of she's hit me previously.
Right.
And I'm like,
And I don't think you guys should be hitting each other at all.
You just
hit
me for no reason.
I mean,
I don't hit you that hard.
You guys have definitely had chances.
And you've definitely hit me more times than I've hit you, Jasmine.
Dude, you hit hard.
Yeah.
And you're heavy-handed.
No.
You've almost knocked me out with a slap.
Listen.
Yeah, if I was upset.
That's a fucking sign. You need to not play that.
But he doesn't do that now, right?
He still does.
What are you talking about, Jasmine?
You almost hit me. You almost slapped me the other day because I was making a noise.
Well, what I'm saying is that the patterns that you guys have developed as sister and brother is going to be much different than what you're going to be like with your.
I'm like a different person when I'm around other people. I have multiple personalities depending on who I'm hanging out with. I swear.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people have that kind of.
I have like four personalities depending on what I'm doing.
It's not like an actual, but yeah, but you're like.
It's not actually multiple personality disorder, but it's like me hiding certain parts of myself to
or just,
fit
yeah,
better with the group.
Other parts of yourself.
Right.
Plus, you know, the comfort in your home is, you know, one of the things that makes people act differently. Because you know here, basically, you can pretty much do almost anything and people will still love you. You know, when you get to, like, when you live with people and your family, and one thing I've noticed about, you know, siblings and parental relationships is that you let out, like, the other sides of you that you don't like as much. Around people that you're comfortable around because you're not, like, trying to be anything. You know what I'm saying? You're not...
Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily trying to be anything all the time. It's just sometimes...
No, yeah.
Depending on who I'm with, like, if I'm with the group of friends from school versus if I'm with the group of friends from middle school, like,
right.
I was a different
type of
person.
I don't mean trying to be something. That was the wrong use of words. I just mean... It just brings out different... parts of your personality, but definitely the people that you love get the raw end of the stick sometimes, and that's in every relationship because one, they spend the most time around you typically, mm-hmm. right? And two, you know, that you're comfortable with them. And three, there's like patterns of communication that have been developed over years and years with the people that you live with. But definitely that comfort level. So if you're like tired or whatever, like if you were tired around your other friends, you might be trying to be chill still, telling yourself like, I'm good, you know,
right,
type thing. When you're home, you're like, I'm tired, bruh, you know?
Sure.
I mean, I'm even like that. It's not uncommon to be like that, you know, at home. So it's different. But then when you're with your wife, it is going to be your home. And so, you know, just realizing, and I think if you already think that you have patterns of communication that you don't necessarily think are ideal for your wife and like how you would want to treat her, then I would work on that before you decide to settle down with someone.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause then you'll be glad you did. You'll be like, oh, you know, like I learned to deal with whatever, like when I was upset, and how I can like turn it around and make myself feel better, or like what strategies I'm going to use whenever I get upset, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Before you get into a serious relationship with someone. You're so young. You have a lot of time. But what I'm mainly saying is make sure you like take time to work on yourself the way that you want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not the way anybody else wants you to be, but the way that you want to be. Because we all have things about ourselves that we don't think are like the greatest, and then we can work on those, and we can work on the improving the ones that we like. We always have control of how we act, how we react, and that's the only thing we have control of, because we don't have control of anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a red flag, you have control of your dang self, and you can excuse yourself from the situation sooner than later in a toxic relationship. Because the difference between your siblings and your parents is that you were born into this. You know, with a spouse, you get to choose. You don't have to have a toxic relationship, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or whatever. You know, you don't have to, like, deal with certain things that you don't like. And you will have to deal with some things you don't like. Because no one's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that everyone has flaws, but which ones are you willing to deal with?
Right.
And getting to know someone pretty good before you get serious. Pretty good idea. But yeah, good talk.
And that's going to be it for our episode today. I'm just going to recap here. I am so glad that I was able to have this conversation with my son, Brandon. And, you know, we still need to address some anger issues and kind of, you know, he's only 16 years old and he's learning to be an adult. And that is what this show is all about, learning how to be an adult. How can we deal with some of our anger issues or aggression issues right in the moment and before they even happen, so we can anticipate what we might be able to do if we're in a situation where we get frustrated? And for my daughter as well, about aggression and all that, but also if a man ever puts his hands on you, then it is time to leave. And I would say the same thing for a female. If a female ever puts their hands on you, it's time to go, because that could trigger you to put your hands on her. And, you know, domestic violence and hitting each other, it's just not a way to live. And so be aware of red flags, overly aggressive, throwing things, grabbing you, pushing you. None of that is ever okay. And you should cut it off before you get too deep. I just want to say I love y'all. I hope you get to have a good conversation with a good adult about these types of topics. And until next time, Mama D out.